health, divine health, is knocking at our doors. We must not just stand there and listen at it knock. We must open the door and let health come in. Health revelation, health wisdom, health understanding, health discernment. We find out that there's only one disease. That's malfunction of the cell. And then two causes, deficiency of nutrient. And when we say that deficiency of nutrient, we're talking about eating the right type of food. There's a lot of foolishness out there now, and we've got into it. And I know it's, I stay on it pretty strong, but at this time, I think I'm anointed. I'm led by the Spirit. I thank God have unfolded to me both wealth and health. Money cometh, health cometh to the body of Christ. And so we're just in a time where we have to have evidence. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That's the second one. And the third thing, they love not their life and the dead. But the blood has already paid the price. He's wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of peace is on him. And with his stripes we're healed. And so Jesus became sick that we might become well. Not sick, 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 and hanging on. No, he died that we might have divine health. Now, I never heard too much of that either. But Christ died that we might be sickness free. That means divine health. We haven't preached divine health. But we preaching it now. You preaching it. I'm preaching it. You receiving it. And in the name of Jesus, in your body comes divine health now.